Welcome to Cancel 38. My name is Claire.
And my name is Macy.
And once again, we're on part three of the policy reversal, the big St. Mary scandal.
Yes, let's keep it
rolling. So, yeah, let's get back into it. So, we just left off at the whole flyer situation. That was just a whole thing. So, if you haven't heard that yet, go back. Watch part one and two. But we're up to the point where we've gotten a new letter slash email from President Katie Conboy.
Oh boy.
Yeah, if we should probably highlight our favorite parts, right? Like, it was just very, you know, she was very unbiased in here, and I loved it because she really just, like, you could not tell what side of the spectrum she was on. It was actually wonderful. She did a really good job.
Me when you're joking, me when you're lying, because it was so biased. It was horrible. So bad. I wanted to cry reading
President
this.
Katie Conboy, if you're watching this, we respect you, but we do not respect that you are extremely biased in the majority of the things that you send out. But, yeah, you know, that's our opinion.
Basically, TLDR, this email is like, hey, we care about left-leaning students on campus and those who agree with us and those who are also LGBTQ. Everyone else can go die, is basically what this email says. I obviously didn't say that. But here we go. So this is December 13th. This was right before we were heading home for winter break. That was funny. All this happened during, like, finals week.
It was
a lot. But anyways, so December 13th, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll read the interesting parts. So this very clearly shows the administration, not just Katie Conboy's, but the entire school's left-leaning, like, bias, because, I mean, you know, like we saw with the flyers, like, they were everywhere. Every single, like, you know, group and, like, you know, club in the school is all, like, you know, posting very left-leaning support of the policy. So obviously that very much puts us in the minority. But anyway, so this email, she's saying, like, you know, as finals wind down, you head home for break, I want to write you a note of reassurance and support. You know, the past few weeks have been difficult for college community, both on campus and in the wider community, as people react to the updated non-discrimination policy. I want you to know the Board of Trustees and I are deeply committed to St. Mary's as a Catholic women's college. Okay. this is our identity, the most enduring expression of who we are, and it must never change. Then, what also must never change is our ongoing commitment to the work of inclusion and equity, including the work we've done with LGBTQ Center, SAGE, and Pride SMC. Today, I want to express my empathetic support for all members of our queer, non-binary, and trans communities. Our college is better and stronger because you are here. Please know that we will not tolerate harassment or discrimination of any kind, either on campus or on social media. So this was obviously following everything that blew up on social media with this. And I'm not going to disagree that people on that side might have been facing discrimination, harassment. There unfortunately were some people on campus who disagreed with the policy who were taking it in a rather...
We are not affiliated with those people.
We're not affiliated with those people, yeah. There unfortunately were some name-calling, some of them from, like, random strangers online. But those of us who were, like, actively devoted to opposing the policy on campus, who were involved at Turning Point, we would never say anything mean.
But
however, we were getting death threats.
The people receiving death threats and fearing our safety actively. Like, I literally spent the night in another room because I was scared somebody was going to break in.
We were getting death threats. There's, like, word of, like, some group from Notre Dame coming to find us and give us a piece of their minds, those who were, like, in, you know, in charge of opposing the policy or whatever. So we were getting death threats, we were getting all these name callings, like, we were and still are public enemy number one and two. So we were facing all this, like, horrible treatment because of our viewpoint on this. But no, our hearts go out to just this group of people.
The girls that were actually harassing us, so
which is even more ironic, yeah. So this bias was just, like, it was very frustrating, but very eye opening to the fact that this administration is very left leaning and they don't care about.
No, they do not care.
They don't care about those of us who are more conservative or traditionally Catholic. Like, their focus is just on their woke DEI agenda and just on the people that agree with
which
them.
Made it, like, feel like, oh, okay, so President Conboy and Vice President Lori Johnson only wanted to meet with us so that they could say that they did it. They did not, you know, care about us. That was literally what this email entailed, which was super, super depressing, but whatever.
Yeah, so that email, like, I will never forget how livid that made me. I'm like, okay, like, sure, like, send your heart out to those people, but send your heart out to us, too. Like, don't just pick, like, don't just cherry pick the group of people who agree with you. Like, if you're going to put your heart out to people, put your heart out to everyone, okay? So, Katie Couple, if you're watching this, we were getting death threats. Girls in our group were getting harassed to the point of tears. Girls in our group were getting stuff written on their door. All sorts of horrible things online, name-calling, and we have yet to receive any sort of note of encouragement or backing or anything. So, if you're going to put your heart out to everyone who agrees with you and is, you know, in line with your left-leaning ideology, we're still waiting on our, you know, our support to the conservatives on campus, so we'll,
if you're gonna be the president of a college, you're gonna have to do it right, unfortunately.
If you're gonna be president of college, you need to not be biased like this. Yeah. And you need to be there for every single student, no matter if they agree with you or not. So, sorry.
That's our piece. That's our 2 cents on this.
Yeah, so that email is definitely very interesting, and I think that's kind of the first time we've, put this information out there, so that's an interesting tidbit. Next up is what?
It was the end.
Yeah.
It was the end. And, you obviously probably know the outcome of this. If you're not a student, President Conboy sent out on December 21st an email saying that the policy would be reversed. This was a very negatively toned email. Like, she was depressed to be sending out this email. It was actually... you know, again, we have more quotes that are like, okay, wow, this is just the end of the world.
I think this might be our last part of telling our story. We have a few minutes left, but obviously this came from not just us as students opposing it, but it came largely from all the donor money that they've lost, all the future enrollment that they've lost, the current enrollment that they've lost, trust within everyone. They've yet to receive any of that money or trust back. So obviously this wasn't just an effort of us. I mean, this is an effort of like thousands across the nation, all thanks to media and outreach. So, I mean, I'll quote that email. I mean, it's really weak. I mean, she literally was like saying that, you know, this is all done in love and inclusion, and it looks like not everyone shared those ideals of love and inclusion, trying to paint us as bad guys, obviously. You know, we're deeply sorry for all the division that was created, and then, you know, taking all these factors into consideration, the board has decided that we will return to our previous admission policy. So, woohoo, victory for us, I guess, for now.
Well, also, I was a little bit frustrated. I'll mention that she said that she was, she clearly underestimated the community's genuine desire to be engaged in the process of shaping a policy of such significance. And I was like, come on, like, you were really about to make us, you know, cohabitate with men, so yeah. why did she underestimate that? I have no idea.
Crazy.
But fortunately this was brought to light, because, you know, who knows, maybe we would have came back to campus next semester to living with some men.
Yeah, so I mean, they've been very adamant that, like, they hope to further implement this down the road through education, through listening sessions,
through indoctrination,
which, I mean, yeah, that's exactly what that means. So they've happened. I mean, they've been stupid from what I've heard. You know, it sounds like they very much cherry pick people's actual complaints, and they haven't actually represented people's complaints of the policies. So it just sounds very cherry picked, and sounds, again, just, you know, like they're doing it to please everyone. So I mean, here we are now. Psychology department, I'll, you know, mention this real quick. They released a letter the day of the reversal, saying, like, we do not agree with this. And you know, Riley Gaines actually read it out in her speech, but she the email was like,
we stand with the LGBTQ plus members. Yeah, we do not agree with St. Mary's decision on this, which, yeah, I don't know how they, as a department, were allowed to publish that, but
whatever. So here we are. You know,
however many months later,
you know, the fight's still going, like we said. I mean, we're still public enemy number 1 and 2 on campus, and this is just the beginning, too. I mean, we'll get more into it in more episodes later, but I mean, this is not, it's not just this policy that's so corrupt about St. Mary's and other institutions. I mean, there's so much more to it.
This is a tidbit of what we're going to go through. It's actually crazy how much
it's been kind of crazy journey. Like we said, we've met a lot of really cool people, been connected with so many amazing alumni, you know, friends, family. We've gotten in touch with a lot of media, like we... Newsmax, we're on Wall Street Journal, we're going to be on Fox News here soon. Yeah, so, like, it's been crazy, so, but we got to wrap it up there. We're at time. We will definitely be talking about this in the future. So definitely, you know, this is a point of reference for our story and everything that we kind of start from. But, you know, like I said, this is just the beginning and this is just our story. We're hoping to further outreach and spread more of, you know, awareness of the horrible things about DEI in institutions. And we've seen it here. So, yeah. Crazy stuff, but we'll be getting into more later. There goes my timer.
With that being said, we will see you guys whenever our next episode is out.
So, cool. Awesome.
See you later.
See ya. Break.